This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Portugal's center-right president, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, won a second term on Sunday in an election marked by record abstention as the country battles a crippling wave of coronavirus contagion. The 72-year-old former leader of the Social Democratic Party won 61% of the votes, but 60% of voters abstained, the highest figure in Portuguese history, in part because 1.1 million voters from abroad were added to the electoral register for the first time, but also due to hundreds of thousands of people in quarantine. In his victory speech on Sunday, the president said, quote, "The most urgent of tasks is to combat the pandemic. This is my priority, in total solidarity with Parliament and government." Left-wing candidate Ana Gomes took 13% of the votes, and the far-right Andre Ventura got 12%. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador announced Sunday he was infected with the coronavirus, but he said his symptoms are mild and he feels optimistic. The 67-year-old president announced his diagnosis in a message on social media Sunday. He said he's already getting treatment. The left-wing populist, who is rarely seen wearing a mask in public, said he would continue to work from the presidential palace. López Obrador joins other world leaders, including former U.S. President Donald Trump, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who have also caught the virus. Mexico has officially registered more than 1.75 million coronavirus cases and nearly 150,000 deaths. It has the world's fourth highest toll after the United States, Brazil, and India. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Israel announced the opening of an embassy in the United Arab Emirates on Sunday, just over four months after signing an agreement to normalize relations with this Arab Gulf monarchy. Israeli authorities said their embassy, which is housed in temporary offices at present, will promote the full spectrum of relations between the two countries. Israel has announced in recent months agreements to normalize its relations with four Arab countries: the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco, under the sponsorship of former U.S. President Donald Trump. In the wake of this wave of standardization, many trade agreements have been signed between the United Arab Emirates and Israel in the agriculture, food, tourism, and high technology sectors. On Sunday, the United Arab Emirates approved the installation of its first embassy in Tel Aviv, where the majority of diplomatic representations are based, because they do not recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Before the Emirates, Egypt and Jordan established diplomatic relations with the Jewish state when they signed in 1979 and 1994, respectively, peace treaties that ended the state of war with neighboring Israel. The Kremlin on Sunday accused the United States of interfering in Russia's domestic affairs and downplayed the scale of the weekend's anti-government protests when tens of thousands of people rallied in support of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny. More than 3,500 demonstrators were detained in protests across the country on Saturday, with several injured in clashes with police in Moscow following Navalny's call to rally against President Vladimir Putin's 20-year rule. The West has widely condemned the harsh tactics used against the demonstrators, with French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian saying Sunday the mass arrest of protesters was an intolerable affront and a slide toward authoritarianism. Polish President Andrzej Duda told the Financial Times newspaper that he calls for the European Union to step up sanctions against Russia over Navalny's treatment. He said sanctions are the only nonviolent way to force Russia to observe international law. The office of the French president said Sunday that French President Emmanuel Macron and new U.S. President Joe Biden are in agreement on climate change and how to fight coronavirus. The two leaders spoke by phone Sunday, also discussing their willingness to act together in the Near and Middle East, in particular on the Iranian nuclear issue. This, according to the French presidency. The White House also confirmed that phone call between the two leaders today. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.